You have a great post on your Kinexus Counseling Facebook page. Can I read it?
Please,
we'll talk about
sure.
it? Okay, because it's very good. I don't know why, but as I read it, I almost got a little choked up. I got a little emotional about it. I don't know why. But anyhow, let me read it. So Carolyn writes on the Kinexus Counseling Facebook page, so many of you are starting something this week, a teaching career, a new job, a new grade, a new degree or certificate, lots of new beginnings. New beginnings are terrifying for many of us. I remember on each of the first days of school for every one of my 15 years teaching at the university, as I walked into the doors, I thought, why did I agree to do this? This is the year they will find out that I don't know what I'm doing. I should have left well enough alone. That's shame talking. The gremlins that at the start of September are alive and well and chirping to so many of us. You're not blank enough. Insert smart or pretty or quick or funny or whatever else goes through your head. It's also a sign of vulnerability. It is when we are most fearful. We also need to be at our most courageous. Fear doesn't mean we can't do it. Fear means it is intimidating. Worthwhile things generally don't come easy. It means putting yourself out there with no guarantee of outcome. That requires courage. So feel the fear, the anxiety, and be gentle with the voice that shouts out all sorts of catastrophic messages. Feel all of that and know that nevertheless, you got this. Feel your terror and nevertheless, exercise courage. Feel the fear and nevertheless, walk through the door. Feel the nerves and nevertheless, smile a greeting at someone who also looks terrified. They will be grateful to you. This will be hard, but you can do hard things. Feel all the feels. Hold them, honor them, let them be present, and know that nevertheless, you got this. Go and rock it. And then in brackets, at the end it says, and even if you don't rock it, if you just make it through the first day, that will be enough for the end of the first day. Very nicely put.
Thanks.
And what makes that, I think, even more special, Carolyn, is that that came from your heart.
It did.
You know?
Yes.
And haven't we, here we are, both kidding, but haven't we all felt that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and that's just wonderful advice.
Yes, shame is that feeling that all of us who are capable of empathy feel, that somehow we are not worthy of love and belonging, that somehow we aren't enough. And we all have that feeling. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes to talk about it, but the more we talk about it, the less control it has over us. So that was one of the reasons why I wrote it. We need to be aware that other people feel like this. You aren't alone, and that so many people are walking through the doors yesterday and today with huge amounts of courage because we all feel like I'm the only one that feels like I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And there are so many of us that feel that way.
Yeah. And that, I mean, this is everyday advice. This isn't just at the start of the school year.
For sure.
This is, I mean, it really truly is everyday advice. And, you know, you're all about how we're all connected, you know, and you laugh because you say it all the time and it's true. I'm kind of on this kindness kick right now, right?
Okay.
And instead of just being fear, you know, scared and worried and nervous and all that stuff by yourself, realize, as you say, that other people are there too. And maybe with a bit of kindness, we can extend that helping hand to the other people that feel the same way we do.
It's true. And it takes a certain amount of courage to be kind to somebody.
Sure it does.
Because you don't always know if it's going to be received well.
Yeah.
But there's something about, you know, opening the door for somebody and having them look you in the eye and say thank you, that it inspires courage, right? And it makes you feel good if you can contribute to somebody else's day. And it gives you a little boost of neurotransmitter oxytocin, which helps you feel good when you're scared. I think kindness is a great way for us to be able to deal with some of our fears, because when we help others, then they are less fearful. And when this world is a bit less of a fearful place, we'll all have a bit more courage.
Yeah. So I'm going to go and share that. Please go and share that. Kinexus Counseling. That's the Facebook page. And go and share that, because I think that is great advice. So you talk about you when you were teaching and not having all of this knowledge then. So how did you get through it without knowing this? Because we can read that and know it, but doing it is a completely different thing.
Well, and there's something called the imposter syndrome, right? Where we all feel like, okay, so I'm doing the job, but I'm not really good at it. And if people really knew what I was and who I was and how I did things, I don't know that they would be, you know, believe in me and that they would see what they think they're seeing. And so that I would have a classic case of imposter syndrome every September. I always kind of marveled at people that went to university for 4 years in order to become teachers. And here I was a therapist and this university said, hey, come teach our master's level students. And I'm like, what do I know about teaching? Like, can I do this? What if I know how to be a therapist, but do I know how to be a teacher? It was so frightening. And I, when I do a job, I like to do a good job. And the thing about starting something new, and every year with a class, even if you've taught it the year before, it's with a new class and you don't know how it's going to go this year. When you know that you like to do a good job and you haven't done the job yet, you don't know if you're going to do a good job, right? And so many of us, if we don't know how it's going to go, we think, well, what if it doesn't go well? And we kind of live in that space. Rather than thinking, well, I don't know how this is going to go well, but like, I got to trust myself. Somebody hired me to do this. Somebody said I can be in grade two or grade 10 or second year university. I'm going to go and do it. And I'm going to do my best because I've been placed in this place and I'm going to do what I can. And I'm going to trust that statistically it's likely to go okay.
Yeah. I remember when I came to Winnipeg in 89, I was 24, maybe 25. And I was in Moose Jaw for 6 months. I was the news director there. That was a big deal because this was Moffitt Communications, and that was sort of the training ground, right? And then the national PD, Gary Russell, came through and said, come on, you're going to – and I didn't realize at the time how significant it was. I knew that I was in over my head.
Okay.
Came here to do morning news, and Ron Abel was the host of the show, and Ron's legendary. And then not only am I doing the news with him, I am the news director. I've taken over for Charles Adler, a legend. And here I am going, man, I don't know if I got this. But you know what? As I read your piece on Facebook here, your post, I remember vividly telling myself at some point, this is going to be a fun ride. I don't know if I'm going to do this or not, but it's going to be a fun ride. And that kind of gets to your line there where you say, this will be hard, but you can do hard things. Feel all the feels. Hold them, honor them, let them be present, and know that nevertheless, you got this. I wasn't sure I had it, but I was going to feel it. I was going to enjoy it because I knew it was a wonderful opportunity, and it's all worked out. And usually, things work out, don't they?
Well, and I think there's something pretty incredible about swinging for the fences, right? If you play it safe and only, you know, sort of try to hit for singles, you might get on base, but it's so exhilarating to hit for the fences. And often you connect and it feels great. And often if you swing for the fence, you might get a single or a double. Like, it's so cool to know that fear doesn't mean you shouldn't do something. Fear means that you're doing something important. And fear means that this matters to you. And so, you know, take a deep breath. Feel the fear and know that that doesn't mean that you can't do it, that you give it a shot and that likely you can do really well, or at least you can learn something. We only grow by trying new things and stretching ourselves, which means feeling the fear of things we have never done before.